I've been guarding my gate for a long time, bitch.
What's going on, everybody? Thanks for tuning into Pogo City Radio. I'm your host, Andrew Bedlam. We're going to have fun tonight. We got Joey Pitt from Bunch of Jerks here with us. All right, that was the UK subs on Pogo City Radio with Party in Paris. Now, as you guys heard me say in the intro, got a special guest here with us. We got Joey Pitt of Bunch of Jerks and formerly of the Hope City Stompers. Joey, how you doing?
Good, man. What's going on?
Nothing much. Thanks for hanging out with us. But before we really get into talking to Joey, let's say up to the beautiful, the gorgeous, the lovely...
Oh, you know it.
Rude girl Jessica.
What's going on, Pogo Land? What's up, everybody? You're in for a treat tonight. Always, like I always say, always a good show. Gonna be even better tonight. Lots of people here.
Hell yeah, and we're gonna have a few more people over later. We got Larry Siddix coming over with the beautiful Janelle, and as well as that asshole
Mrs.
Sean Bedlam. Mrs. Parasitics, as we call her around here. All right, but let's say what's up to Joey. So now, Joey, how you doing, man? I mean, it was cool. You brought over the Bunch of Jerks album, We Make Party. Why don't you talk to us a little bit about that?
Oh, man, it all came together pretty quick. We sat down in a studio down in Quakertown that they like to call the Myth Lab.
The Myth Lab?
Yeah, our buddy, it was the American Myth. Some people might know them. They were a punk rock band from down in the Quakertown area. They have a pretty cool studio down there, and our buddy recorded it for free. He had us in. It's just quick five songs in and out, and we did all the mixing and mastering and printing and whatnot ourselves, and came out pretty quick. It was nice.
All right, awesome. So we got the album here. Why don't we get to it now with the title track, We Make Party. Yeah. Now, where can they get the album from?
It's on bunchofjerks.net, which will lead them to the Bandcamp page.
Awesome, here they are now. Bunch of jerks.
We made party.
Pogo City Radio. But you know, it's a look, real quick. I know we were going to talk about bunch of jerks some more, but that should segue us to the Hub City Stompers,
yeah.
Who you were the drummer of. Now, I hear this is the first time in 7 years Hub City Stompers doing a show without you tonight.
That's right. Yeah. Almost every year, they get invited to do the Devil's Night Dance with Mephiscopheles, the great, great, great Mephiscopheles. And that's. Halloween's basically their gig, so when Hub City comes along, and I guess they're doing it with 45 Adapters, too, if you guys are familiar with them.
Oh, that's cool.
But yeah, tonight's the first night with the new drummer.
A Halloween thing?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
Cool.
They're playing the Wonder Bar, I believe, in Asbury Park tonight, and then they're playing in Brooklyn tomorrow night.
Now, the Wonder Bar, that's where War at the Shore was,
War at
right?
the Shore, yeah,
and you
yeah.
did play that one.
I did play
so,
that show,
so how
yeah.
was that? That was a nice size game.
Oh, dude, that show is sick. Legion 76, The Boyles, Parasitics,
Violent,
Blink
77. Violent Society, right?
Yeah, man, it was a ball. And then our whole band, HCS, the whole band backed Roy Ellis, Mr. Simmerip.
Oh, wow, that's
at
cool.
At the end, yeah, it was a good that's time, awesome. Man. A lot awesome. Of fun.
Is that where we saw the dwarves?
Yes.
That was the Stone Pony, though.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay,
the Stone Pony
okay.
with Blanks. Yeah,
in
a couple.
Asbury,
that
yeah.
was in like July or June
that
or some
awesome,
shit.
Yeah.
It was the kickoff for punk rock bowling.
Right.
That's
yeah.
It was. Yeah, yeah. 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 All right. But let's get back to the tunes and let's head out west and go pogo with the Adolescents and L.A. Girl.
L.A. Girl, take one.
Alright, we're gonna keep rocking right along with the Lower Class Brats covering Slaughter and the Dogs. Radio.
What do you think this is all about? You think this is a fucking costume?
All right. Well, Halloween is coming up, and you guys can go back into the archives and check out our Friday the 13th episode.
That was a good
where,
one.
Where it was kind of our Halloween special.
Fuck
you know what I mean? Played a lot
we
of
went to Dorney
cool,
that night.
Cool
nice.
Shit.
Yeah.
We went to the Haunted Dorney. That was fun. So now, are you doing any special Halloween bullshit, Joey?
That was last weekend when we played at Mother's, and then we did the Halloween party that I had no fucking voice for. And so that was, I think we pissed off everybody at the party, but luckily there was a keg, so
yeah, we were gonna try and make it, but if we didn't know the day before, we would have been there. But
yeah,
every year, man, every year
we got kids, so it's hard. We got to make sure we got a sitter and all that bullshit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
All right. But speaking of Halloween, well, we'll be at Bushkill tomorrow.
Bushkill.
Bushkill Park?
Yeah.
Bushkill.
Get
the fuck out.
Yeah, they're opening back up, dude.
I did
like,
not hear
for Halloween.
Yeah.
For
no
Halloween.
Way.
Yeah. I used to go there all the time.
Is the pretzel open?
Oh,
right.
Do they have the pretzel?
Yo, you remember the pretzel?
Yeah, the Haunted Ride,
man.
Oh,
he remembers the pretzel. I used to tell Andrew about that. Yeah, it was all like dark and you hear pots and pans and shit. Like,
sirens would go off. It was fucking awesome.
I thought it was the scariest shit in the world.
Oh, yeah. And they had like the original fun house.
All right. Well, speaking of Halloween, let's do a little bit of some dancing. Era, Misfits, Where Eagles Dare on Pogo City Radio.
We walk the streets at night. We go where eagles dare. They pick up every movement. They pick up every loser. With jaded eyes and features. You think they really care? I ain't no goddamn son of a bitch. German sound seducing all your glam. I ain't no
All right, now that was the Misfits on Pogo City Radio. So when's the
Pogo
next
motherfucking City Radio?
Yeah.
When's the next Bunch of Jerks gig? You guys got one lined up?
We don't have anything scheduled right now. We pretty much every show we play, we run into the issue of people want us to play another song, and I have to explain to them that we have no more fucking songs. So we're just trying to write. We're trying to write as much as we possibly can right now, and hopefully we'll get a full length out. Maybe by the winter, the new year.
That'd be cool. That'd be
sweet,
cool.
Sweet.
So now, talking about putting out albums, I know that you're not in the Hub City Stompers anymore, but you are going to be on the next album still. It's already recorded, right?
The only one, yeah. It's called Haters Dozen, 13 tunes. There's only one that was previously recorded. Everything else is brand new, original. Yeah, it sounds pretty sick. They're in the mixing process right now.
All right, good. You have to get us a copy of that because we'll play
it up here.
Maybe we can get some Hub City Stompers queued up in a little bit. But right now, let's kick it old school with
my God,
Fear.
Yes.
And
yeah.
I Love Living in the City.
Costume.
That was Fear on Pogo City Radio. We're gonna do some more old school. Kick it with the Unseen.
I don't wanna hear about definition. I agree to be dead proud of it. I don't give a fuck about definition. Don't feed me your stupid fucking views. You can have your own feelings, I'm fucking fine. If that's all you live for, you know it's my time. You can have your own feelings, I'm fucking fine. If that's all you live for, you know it's my time. If you wanna be a racist, don't preach about it. Feeling for abortion, I saw it on the news. Why would you kill more? You stupid fucking views. You can never own feelings, I'm fucking fine. If that's all you look for, you know it's my time. You can never own feelings, I'm fucking fine. If that's all you look for, you know it's my time. Are you stranded kids just with your own minds? Are you really all scratches in the skies? Not against race, just business, no. If that's why you look for, your life is a joke. You can never own feelings, I'm fucking fine. If that's all you look for, you know it's my time. You can never rub your lips, I'm fucking fine. If that's all you look for, you know my time. You can never rub your lips, I'm fucking fine. If that's all you look for, you know my time. You can never rub your lips, I'm fucking fine. If that's all you look for, you know my time.
All right, that was The Unseen with their original singer. I believe that was Jaws was his name. That comes off the Too Young to Know, Too Reckless to Care 7-inch, and you can also get it on their like rarities album. I forget what they actually call it, but
love that fucking band.
Yeah, I know. It's The Unseen. Well, I guess The Forgotten played first, so The Forgotten from LA was the first punk show I was ever at, but they were opening for The Unseen, and nice. That's who I was really there to
see.
Where was that at? That was at the club Underworld up in Scioto.
Oh, yeah,
back
in
the day.
No kidding, man.
In Scioto, yeah.
That place was the shit.
Hell yeah, that place was fucking huge.
Saw X Bandits there
that
and everything.
That place was awesome. It was in the middle of fucking
nowhere. It's like
a wing
place now.
Nothing. No, it's like some big, it's like a YMCA almost.
Well, you're familiar with RX Bandits?
Yes.
The man RX Bandits? Well, apparently they have a reputation for smelling really bad. And as big as that place was, all the way in the back of that room, you could still smell their fucking trumpet player.
Well, speaking of smelling really bad, let's get to SZA.
I love this
and
song.
And the Star Fucking Hipsters.
There you go.
Two cups of tea.
2 cups of tea. One for you and one for me. Drown out the pain from polluted acid rain and flaming gasoline until we're clean. Two dead police, one for hope and one for peace. Watching government lies leak into your empty eyes from the TV. And when there's history, three dead police, one for thanks and two for please. In every single town, every officer is down. All dead police, all dead police.
All right. Now, that was the Star Fucking Hipsters. But we're going to keep the tunes rolling. Go to Outcome the Wolves, Rancid, Olivia Washington on.
Like the devil, there's something burning deep inside of me. Men in the day, Puerto Ricans, these girls took us.
inside of me. All I know, it's 4 o'clock and she ain't never showed up in. I watched a thousand people call from work. Everything, something burning deep inside of me. Running to third Puerto Rican, these girls took us to the 40s. I don't wanna be alone again. Hanging on the corner, 152nd and Broadway. A car's passing by, but none of them seem to go my way. A New York City, I wish I was on the highway.
All right, that was Rancid on Pogo City Radio.
Pogo motherfucking City
now,
Radio.
Now, Joey, you played with Lars and the Old Firm Casuals at a festival, right?
Yeah, yeah. Midwest Live and Loud, yeah. That was our third, that was HCS's third year out there. And yeah, they were on the festival too. And funny story. It all started out backstage, and I was shooting the shit with the rest of my band, and somebody offered me a Cialis pill.
And what was that?
Boner pill.
Basically Viagra, you know? And I politely declined the pill, and all of a sudden I hear this voice from across the circle and says, you know, who says, how the fuck old are you? Like, you need that shit? And I look up, and it's Lars Fredrickson standing looking at me. And I'm like, no, I don't. So by the next night, I'm talking to my buddy from Broken Heroes, and I'm telling him the story. Lars comes walking out, and he looks over at Lars and says, "Hey, by the way, just to let you know, my buddy Joey Pip over here, boner works just fine. Doesn't need the pill." He was pissed off. So then the very next day, the final day of the weekend, the exact same situation happened with another one of my friends. And Lars literally walked straight up to me, looked at me in the eyes, and said, "I have never been so sick to death of anything than hearing about your fucking erections," and walked away from me. And that was the last I ever heard from Lars Fredrickson. So.
All right. See, so now, blah, 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 blah. Why don't we get to the Pogo City?
Wild card, bitches!
Yeah!
All right, now what the Pogo City wild card is when we play something a little off format. Now, sometimes we'll play 80s music. Sometimes it'll be gangster rap. And tonight, we got Joey Pip here from Bunch of Jerks, and I asked him what he wanted to do for a wild card, and a good point, he brought up Fats Domino died this past week, so we're going to go with a Fats Domino track, and it's my favorite one. Here's Ain't
one.
That a Shame on Pogo City
you
Radio.
You made me cry when you said goodbye. Ain't that a shame? My tears feel like rain. Ain't that a shame? You're the one to blame. You broke my heart when you said we'll part. Ain't that a shame? My
chills feel like rain. Ain't that a shame? You're the one to blame. Oh, well, goodbye. Although I'll cry, ain't that a shame? My chills feel like rain. Cry when you said goodbye. Ain't that a shame? My tears feel like rain. Ain't that a shame? You're the one to blame. Oh, well, goodbye. Although I'll cry. Ain't shame. My tears feel like rain. Ain't that a shame? You're the one to blame.
All right, that was Fats Domino's and this week's Pogo City.
Wild card, bitches!
What's yeah?
Yeah.
There you go. There you go. Now, why were we talking about angst? Oh, I remember now.
It's a cool word.
No, actually, the reason we were talking about angst was because while the mics were muted, for some reason, Limp Bizkit brought up.
Oh, yeah.
What were you saying, Joey?
Well, I mean, with Limp Bizkit, man, you know, it was every, like, 13 or 14-year-old's, like, favorite band back in the day. Their friend
course,
would have it.
Of course,
would have it in their little Walkman, you know, and you're jamming out to it on the school bus.
Like,
but there's,
yeah, fuck everyone.
Yeah, but there is still, you know, with Fred Durst, there's definitely something to be said about, you know, a 40-year-old man with that much teenage angst.
All right. Now, the whole point of us telling that story was because that story made me think of Anger and Angst by the Street Brats. And that's the next track on Pogo City Radio. Coming off Dead End Kids, Charged Records.
And look.
All right, that was the Street Rats on Pogo City Radio. Now, I don't know. I'm a little confused. I was asked by Derek, by Stiff Peters Productions.
Stiff Peters.
The fuck's the name of that? The Sportsman's Cafe, the Shatter Shack on Ridge Avenue.
Ridge.
That's it. Ridge Avenue. Just
all right.
Ghetto,
all right.
Ghetto
now,
I was asked by them.
That's way down in Allentown.
I was asked by them to help out. We're supposed to be going live a Black Friday show. But he told me it's definitely happening, but I still don't know what the fucking lineup is. And I mean, the show is less than a month away now, but we are doing something.
That's Stiff Peters.
And I think there's like a Toys for Tots thing going on.
Bunch of jerks will play.
I don't know. I'm not setting up the lineup. I don't think I am. I haven't heard anything yet.
It's all right. I'm going to be busy shopping.
But something's definitely
going on there.
Something's definitely going on there. It's been a little bit since we've done a Pogo show, but we have one coming up. But that makes me think of the last Pogo show, and that was the punk block party with, God damn it, button's not working, with Blank 77.
Killer show, man.
I think that's what he wanted.
There it is.
Nice.
All right. So, you know, it's time. We got to play Blanks. Every episode.
Love those
because
dudes.
We love the Blanks around here. And we try and come up with some more of the obscure shit. A lot of the covers on the German releases or shit on
or
comps.
The stabs.
And we got another one for you. And now this is coming off the German release of Tanked and Pogoed. And I asked Tim, I said, what's up with all these awesome covers being on all the German releases and not on on any of the American releases?
Because they actually buy it.
Yeah, it's because of the copyrights. Yeah, exactly. Well,
here in the U.S., they don't actually buy anything. They just listen to it on YouTube.
No, the American dream, I told Andrew, is living in another country and owning something in America.
Right, yeah, exactly.
I know, right? Like, I got a way better job as of recently, and like I'm getting paid way more money than I deserve.
But not as much as if you lived in Germany.
Yeah, but the only reason why is because it's a Swedish company that I'm
working
for. So to them, you know, I'm like an illegal like Mexican worker.
Nice.
Do you know what I mean? They're like, haha, stupid Americans with their
$200,000 a year. That's pittance.
Yeah, exactly. The rude girl was right. Yeah. The American dream is living in another country, owning something over here.
Here it's like a white picket fence and a two-car garage. Over there it's getting I Want to Be a Punk by Blank 77 with the cool artwork, you know.
But we're gonna go, this is the B-side of the 7-inch for the I Want to Be a Punk album. Here's Blank 77 covering the Parasitics. Jesus fucking Christ. Partisans. Yeah, right. Speaking of the Parasitics, Larry Siddix should be here in about a half hour. We'll see. He'll be in one of the later shows
of the night. Though.
But let's get back to the track and do some Blank 77 covering the Partisans. I Never Needed You.
All aboard!
the blanks.
All aboard!
All right, now we got to go over, and we got to do some side project over here. And
let's
do a little bit
God damn it. S-T-A-B-S.
Here we go. Mike Blanks and the Stabs. Drink till you drop. All right, Mike Blanks and the Stabs.
I'm feeling that shit.
Pogo City motherfucking radio. So now, all you locals, and I know we have a decent Jersey following, anytime you see Mike, Chad, Renee, fucking Tim, any one of them, you gotta tell them two things. First of all, you gotta tell them that Blanks needs to have a rarities album. I need a blank 77 rarities album to come out. I want all the early 7 inches. I want the fucking original fucking demo tapes.
Wait,
I want the
re-recorded or
no, just like re-released, like the Casualties did,
the original versions.
Yeah. All the 7 inches. I want Unite and Pogo. I want Destroy Your Generation. We'll throw on Up the System, the 5 inches. I know some of the covers might not be able to get on there, but definitely need the demo tapes. Go with the VML Live shit.
Hell
the stuff
yeah.
on the Pogo Attack, everything. I want everything on a rarities album. You guys need to annoy the shit about that to them.
Yeah.
And you also need to tell them that the Stabs need to come back and play some goddamn shows.
Yes.
That's they won't listen. Happen. They won't listen to a word you fucking
no,
say.
If you bug them enough, they will listen. Book
them,
and they will come. Book them and they will come.
Yeah, Blank 77 was the first vinyl record I ever owned, man.
Yeah, I mean, Blanks, oh, Jesus Christ. Blanks was the first tattoo I ever got.
Sick.
All right. Let's get back to the music. And I got out of what the fuck I was in. Lost my place. All right. Here we go. Let's go over, do a little bit of punk core. We already played The Unseen. And let's play A Global Threat with while Mark Unseen was still in the band with Fuck the Future, Live for Now off What the Fuck Will Change on
Pogo City Radio.
Yeah.
we don't have to talk about that anymore.
Thank God for a mute button. All right, we're going to go with the Oi the album to a little bit of the Foreskins, Chaos. Classic.
This band made me feel like a real big guy when I was 15 years old.
The Foreskins on Pogo City Radio. Now, we got just a couple more minutes left in this show. Then we're going to be taking a quick break. Got to rearrange some seats and get ready because we got Larry Siddix from the Parasitix with
Siddix.
Mrs. Siddix, Janelle, coming, as well as, you know, in parentheses, real quietly at the bottom, Sean Bethlehem. Sean Bethlehem will also be here.
They have a great setup for, like, I feel like Parasitix and the Siddix can go along with, like, anything. Same thing with, like, Bunch of Jerks. Got a bunch of merch. Got a bunch of songs. Got a bunch of shows.
There you go. There you go.
Can't wait to see that fool.
That does remind me, I'm glad you brought up Bunch of Jerks again. Why don't you, real quick, because we only got a couple more minutes, tell everybody where they can hear the Bunch of Jerks, how they can get a hold of you, and all that jazz.
Well, you can come see us play, even though we don't have any shows scheduled just yet.
We make party.
Yeah, we're on Facebook, we're on Instagram, we're about to have a YouTube channel. If you just do www.bunchofjerks.net, it's all one word, bunchagerks.net. That'll direct you right to our Bandcamp page.
J-E-R.
Bunch of jerks. That's what I meant.
Yeah.
Bunch of jerks. J-E-R-K-S. All one word.
J-E-R-K-S.
.net. That'll take you right to our Bandcamp page, and you can $5. You can download it, or you can listen to it for free if you got the Wi-Fi.
Are you listening to me? What do you want to do with your life?
I'm not even listening to myself.
we're gonna play. How about we go with the Dicks and Shit on Me?
Yeah.
I'm a child of a better field, I know. People always try to fuck me around, I said, oh. Everybody try to put me down, I said, no. So baby, shit on me. Come on, shit on me. Everybody try to make me out as a fool. I've been used by the best of men like a tool. Everybody say they put me around like a fool. Come on, shit on me. My baby, shit on me. Old man dead up on town when I'm losing my ass, slumming around. It's evident of it ain't much, it's just selling my ass. Money for bus. Hey man, I said to tell you when you put me down. I said, shit on me.
put my shit on me. All the people I know in this town try to make me a fool, baby, I ain't a clown. I feel it bitter when I know they try to put me around. I don't know. Hey man, you wanna see what I mean when I dress the night? Well, you can shit on me. I want you to shit on me. Hey, I'm a child of sodomy, but I know. People always try to put me down, I said no. Hey baby, let me fuck you around, I said oh. Oh baby, shit on me. Come on, shit on me. I can't bend your baby shit on me. I can't bend your baby shit on me. I can't bend your baby shit on me.
Pardon my French, but you're an asshole.
All right, that was the Dicks on Pogo City Radio. Now, I don't know. I guess we're going to have to get out of here for this hour. And I'm
this
trying
segment.
To think of a nice little song to do it with. All right, I got one here. We're going to go with Onward to Mayhem. Now, this is a Charge Records release. This is Televisionary. Now, there's a long spoken intro on here, and what it is Brad Pitt from Fight Club, which is fucking awesome. Now, Onward to Mayhem, getting their name from the movie Fight Club, with Fight Club eventually turns into Project Mayhem when they start like blowing
that's
up buildings and shit
mayhem.
Like
nice.
That. That's what it's called.
Yeah, yeah.
Project Mayhem. So they're called Onward to Mayhem, and we're going to play Televisionary in just a second, but before we get out of here, we got to remind you guys to head over to
PogoCityRadio.com.
Head over to PogoCityRadio.com, check out the blog, go read about some shit, go hear the show. You guys can always find
the, fuck up,
the
assholes.
Latest episodes over at PogoCityRadio.com.
Yeah, check this shit out, man.
And you guys can also find us iTunes, Google Play Music, Stitcher, all those fucking cool
Podbean.
Places. YouTube, Podbean, we're there.
We are there.
If there's punk rock to be heard, we are there. I don't know if that made any sense. I just said that off the top of my head. Maybe that makes sense. Does that make sense?
Makes sense to me, baby.
You know what? That does make sense, but not in the way I used it. It was a bad reference. That
and
was
always,
definitely a bad reference.
Always support your local, very hardworking artists, man. These guys work very hard on this shit, so definitely check it out.
Why, thank you.
Thank you very
and
much.
Remember to check out Bunch of Jerks, and remember to check out the Hub City Stompers. I'm Andrew Bedlam. We're going to get out of here with Onward
Fuck
to
Fuck off
Mayhem
and die.
And
we'll
go television.
What's the first rule of Pogo City?
The first rule
the
of
first
Pogo
rule
City
is
don't
to
tell anybody
to not
about
try
Pogo
to not
City.
Flash my titties. Try to not flash my titties. That's the first rule.
Don't tell anybody about Fight Club.
Advertising has us chasing cars and clothes, working jobs we hate so we can buy shit we don't need. We're the middle children of history, man. No purpose or place. We have no great war, no great depression. Our great war is a spiritual war. Our great depression is our lives.
do. I want you to go in the middle and get an alteration. Can you respond to me? Since our time playing our game and pray to desire your advertisement to want to act, to own, to touch. Grabbing it all is never enough. Will the system, will the system ever change?
No more.
We'll always be the same. Will the system, will the system, will the system ever change?
No more.
We'll always be the same. Will the system, will the system, will the system ever change?
No more.
We'll always be the same. Will the system, system, system ever change?
No more.
No more. We'll always stay the same.
Pogo City Radio.